I'm speaking with Chris Fleissner about the Real ID Act.
In order to comply with state revenue caps, Superintendent Art Rainwater has proposed to eliminate the 4th and 5th grade strings program in the Madison School District. The district needs to cut $8.6 million, and Rainwater says he can save about $600,000 by cutting the strings program. Local students, parents, teachers, and activists, however, have objected to this proposed cut, arguing for the importance of the program for the children and the Madison community. Earlier this evening, we asked school board president Bill Keyes why the school board is talking about cutting the elementary strings program again this year.
Well, the strings program is up for possible cuts. It's on the table for cuts because it is a wonderful program. There's no question about it. But it is one that is above and beyond what the state requires for music instruction in the public schools. And because we are facing an 8.6 budget gap, spending gap, we have to look at everything. And so board members are, I think, very courageously examining all of these documents and considering them all equally.
Next, we asked him if he thinks this is a fair decision.
Well, I think it's as fair as cutting any other program. We are now at the point in the Madison Public Schools where we're cutting programs that we value very highly, and I do value that program very highly. My grandson stands to benefit from it next year because he's eligible for it. But if push comes to shove, I and other board members, I think, are prepared to make the cut. We don't want to, but this is the squeeze that the state legislature and the governor have put us in because of the shortfall.
Finally, we asked Keyes what the underlying causes of the budget shortfall were and whether he thought the issue would go to referendum.
Our costs are going up at a much faster rate than is the amount of money that we are allowed to spend by state law, unless we go to referendum. That's why we want to go to referendum. We want to save these programs. If we didn't want to save these programs, we wouldn't bother about going to referendum. That's an indication, a sign to the community, that these programs we value highly, and we want to see them continued.
We also have a group in the studio tonight consisting of parents and a teacher. Barbara Schrank, Michael McGuire, and Jack Young join us in the studio to discuss their views on Rainwater's proposal. So I'd like to welcome the three of you to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure that y'all are all ready to jump right in and start talking about what you just heard from Keyes. But I'm wondering if you could first maybe fill us in a little bit on the strings program itself and what you see as the benefits of that.
The strings program in Madison consists, especially for fourth and fifth graders, consists of about 1,800 to 2,000 students. 30% of these students are minority, and cutting this program would not allow students of lower income to be able to experience a whole thing of fine arts. So,
right. Would any of the other two of you like to jump in there?
They also have an opportunity with instrumental music through strings to have this whole introduction to a different way of learning, a new way of learning. And research is pretty clear that that complements quite strongly what they're doing in other academic areas.
I think Richard Davis actually said it best in the Isthmus article last Thursday when he said that underprivileged children will suffer the most. It's another way of letting only those who can afford it get the opportunities. The fear is that you're going to have a very one-sided, warped community where one world will have all the exposure and sophistication and the other world won't.
And I'm very interested by Mr. Key's comment about having to look at everything. I totally agree with him. In fact, that's an issue of contention about this particular cut. This is a 100% program cut affecting 1,800 to 2,000 children. In a better than $300 million annual operating budget, you can't tell me that we're looking at everything if we're scrutinizing this program as an entire cut.
Another thing with scrutinizing, the reasons they're giving for making the cut is looking at data and not outcomes. They're saying that we're taking away from the minutes of use or minutes of instruction that students experience in the classroom. When the students come to strings or any other phys ed, music, art, they're still being instructed. So obviously they're not losing out on instruction time. Also, they're saying that teachers are having trouble communicating. And if you're taking away programs because of teacher-administrator issues, if there's problems with communication, there's lots of other programs in the district that could be looked at being cut because of this kind of issue.
So in Mr. Key's spirit of looking at everything, we really might want to look at and scrutinize closely instructional minutes across the board, potential scheduling issues across the board. What are other areas to cut? Or might maybe even in some way share the burden of this cut.
The other thing that I'd like to add to Mr. Key's comment is that what we've seen publicly is just a list of cuts. We have not yet seen the budget, and I think it's important in this particular process, especially when we're being asked to consider going to referendum, that the community sees a budget, and it's very clear to them when they look at that what the priorities are and how the resources are being calculated. For example, in the last 2 years, there's been an increase of about $1.5 million in the administrative budget. Now, that's always a target, and of course you need administrators, but there may be a couple of ways to approach that in terms of holding the budget and or working with some of the staff. Also, the other thing I'd like to point out that just started last year in Strings is that parents agreed to pay a participation fee. Now, while there's still the process that's being worked out, ideally there's the potential to pay for up to 20% of the cost of the program, and that would not be unlike what's expected of extracurricular high school sports, and that $2 million program, as far as we know, won't see any direct service cuts to children.
Now, earlier, one of you mentioned the possibility of this going to referendum. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
It seems interesting to me that we would, in the same sentence, talk about this list of cuts that's not really supported by an overall budget yet, and referendum. It almost seems, for me, premature and a little bit backwards. It's as if we hold over our taxpayer heads, pass this referendum or we don't get these programs. That's a heck of a way to approach good curriculum development, program development, especially 4 years running now. Strings has been on the chopping block for 4 years. For 3 years straight, the fight has come, and apparently, you know, in some sense, if you want to call it a fight, it's been won because we retained the program. Here we are again, fourth year in a row. It doesn't seem to make sense that would be the only solution. It's not as if this is a new phenomena for the district. All of a sudden, we're rushing to referendum, and I have some misgivings about that.
And I know that earlier when we were talking, you were expressing that this might not so much be about budget as much as school leadership. Would any of you like to talk any more about that?
The first thing that hits me about the responsibility of the administrators and the district leadership with the board is that it certainly is important to provide a rationale for why you'd want to cut a program. And they do that in a pretty extensive document that's available on the school website, on the district website. My concern is that it's for some very poor reasons that they're providing rationale, or the rationale they provide is poor. It doesn't really hold a lot of water. The whole instructional minutes issue, again, if you scrutinize the curriculum top to bottom, pre-K through 12, you're going to find a number of areas of instructional minutes that complement each other. That's what the data bear for Strings. Also, as Mr. Young had pointed out, another part of the rationale, and I think teachers throughout the district should really pay close attention to this, the words in there actually indicate that it's because of some conflicts with scheduling in some of the buildings between teachers and principals that we're cutting this program. Again, I'd say let's give attention and look at everything, as Mr. Key said. You come up with conflicts and intentions in developing schedules with teachers and principals all throughout the district, boy, we can go cut a whole bunch of programs and save the district millions every year. That's a heck of a way to approach it. And in a way, it really puts the teachers and principals between a rock and a hard place.
Okay. And we've got about half a minute left, if that. So.
The only thing that I would just like to add to that in terms of the leadership is I don't think the leadership has been responsive to the community. For 4 years, hundreds of children, parents, community leaders have asked to sit down the table and problem solve. Not to divide one area against another, but actually to sit down and be responsive to something that has been part of the district for well over 30 years, more than one generation to two generation of public school children, and I'd like to see us continue to do that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's exciting to have three people in the studio all at once.
So thanks for stopping in.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Tawana.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Barbara Schrank, Michael McGuire, and Jack Young about Madison School Superintendent Art Rainwater's proposal.